quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you.
Hey, beautiful. So, I feel called to do a little check-in reading. So, that's what we're doing. Firstly, though, I hope you're doing well. I hope you realize how powerful you are and how far that you're meant to go. I hope you realize that your purpose is very important. I hope that you get to live in your purpose. I hope that you get to see your purpose. I hope that today is the best day ever, and every day after is also the best day ever. But here, right now, I hope that you're happy. And if you're not, I hope that you find happiness. I hope that you realize that you can be happy. I hope you realize you deserve happiness. I hope you realize everything that you ask for is already yours. All you need to do is live in the moment and allow it to come to you. Yes. Okay, so firstly, the Knight of Bats came out. And it's like a man on a horse, and he's like charging forward. And he has this flag with a bat on it. And I feel like this is just you realizing that you do have everything that you need to get everything that you want and to become everything that you are. You have it, and you can go forward. If you listen to the dream interpretation that I did a couple ago, there was like, you know the path, like the path is clear. Even if you try to go away, that's not right, you will automatically know that it's not right. So it's like you can go forward and be fruitful. I posted on Instagram a photo dump, and one of the pictures was a mango I was eating. And the caption for that was, man, go ahead and be fruitful, or something like that. Like, and I say that because the four of pumpkins came up, and it's like a little bean, a green bean man, and he's planting pumpkin seeds. And it's like, it's funny because, okay, so this is what I'm getting. Like, he's planting seeds, but he's also full of seeds. So it's like, he's really being fruitful. And the seeds that are in him are already growing. And he's already the product of the seeds growing. Because, you know, green beans gotta grow. Or however you want to look at that, but that's what I'm getting from that. You already have everything that you need to have. Let's see. What do we need to, like, I want to say release. Then I'm going to ask what we need to focus on. Well, let me do focus on first. What do we need to focus on right now? Being in your, like, divine feminine, for real. Really receiving. The Nine of Pumpkins came out, and it's this woman in this royal gown with a feather coming out of her head. And she has an owl on her hand. And what I'm getting from that is, like, you just really need to be divine and allow things to come to you. If you listen to the Mastery of Love review that I did, you know that we're not supposed to be hunting. We're supposed to be in our divine energy and allow the things that we desire to come to us. You know, we're not predators. So focus on really receiving. Focus on being in this present moment and allowing everything that you've been manifesting, everything that you desire and that you deserve to come to you with ease. Because once you're really in that receptive mode, it has no choice but to come to you. It's like you're the bottom of a waterfall, right? You have no choice. Even the water at the very top, very far back, the beginning of the waterfall, will eventually come to you at the bottom. You just have to be patient. You may get some things that, you know, excuse me, that aren't really
useful, that aren't really what you expected. You might get some surprises. You might get like a can or something. But you know, after all that, those other things that you desire and that you need will always eventually come. I was talking to someone yesterday and I was saying how one of the things that I'm working on and coming out of is anticipating and constantly, like, okay, let's say the things that I manifest are packages on like a website on Amazon or whoever, right? After I order it, I used to constantly check on the delivery date, check on where it's at, you know? And it's like, it doesn't matter how many times I check on it, it's still gonna come when it's supposed to come. So just realizing that and reassuring myself when I have those thoughts, when I'm constantly checking my reality for my manifestations, it's like, it doesn't matter how many times I check it. And it seems like, you know, when you watch a clock, it takes longer. It seems like every time you check it, it kind of pushes it back a little bit, because now you're like, oh, it's all the way in Mississippi. Like, when instead you can just enjoy everything that you can do and your life that you have right here in front of you, you can enjoy it until that present becomes your present moments. You know what I'm saying? So allow them things to come to you with ease. You don't have to constantly keep checking. Yeah, and it'll be like a gift. The Ace of Pumpkins came out. And even when you don't constantly check it, it's like a surprise. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold off on checking. Hold off on checking the arrival date, because when you see that, oh, out for delivery today, you're anticipating it all day. You know what I'm saying? Don't come till 9 o'clock. But if you don't check it, you just live in your life. And it's like, oh, here it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, surprise. So just allow it to come to you and accept it as a gift that it is. And the Queen of Bats also came out, and it's like, it's giving me, yeah, more of that receptive energy. And it's like the universe will look, as the moon smiling down on this woman who's sitting on the throne, the queen, right? She has a sword in her, or dagger in her hand, and a bat is coming. Like, she's reaching out to a bat, like a bat is coming to her. And it's like the universe, which is, or God, or Jah, or whoever you identify with, will appreciate you more once you give it that trust. You know what I'm saying? Because you trust it. If you just allow it. Good morning, boo. If you allow it to happen, you trust it. Come around this way. Or come right here. Come right here. But yeah, I'm going to end it there. My daughter just woke up. But I love you, and I'll call you back.